Good morning. We are learning Chayotim, Klal Yud Aleph, Simon Tes. We're discussing the size of a garment. So he says an interesting thing. A vest. They have a, they wear a vest under their jacket. They wear a vest. Who pasuch milachar, if it was open in the back. Voisin bot tzitzes. Barber confessor, when they put tzitzes in the four corners. It was straight, it was a straight corner edge in the front, so that's two corners in the front and two corners in the back, because it's open in the back. So they would wear, that's a really bona fide, that's a bona fide garment. V'ashrei lehem, they are fortunate to do such a mitzvah in such an appropriate way. But it's only true if the majority is open in the back, then it's considered the bag that has four corners. If the majority of the back is closed, and only just close to the bottom, so the split is only very close to the bottom, but it's not split up the majority of the baggage, so it's not considered as four corners. It's considered in the back, it's really, the robe is closed, like it's closed. So now that point of the being open appropriately, let's say a person wants to make something which they made a t-shirt, which is, they put tzitzis in it, so it has sleeves on the top. On the top, it's still attached, and then the sides are open, and you end up with two corners in front, two corners in back. So if that slit on the sides is not open the majority of the way, so it's not going to be chayav and tzitzis. So the chayotim points it out. Look, some chayotim tell us cotton, b'tarfen esomim at stodim, b'nichem by nekev, shal nichem by hayadayim, b'tarfen lamatim, yanekev, b'nichem roi pesuach. So where do we measure this opening from? Well, from under the armpit to the bottom of the garment, the majority is open. Oh, great. Well, that's not true, because the measure of the garment doesn't end under the armpit. It goes around your arm up to the top of the body on the shoulder. So that's also taken into the calculation. So if the majority is not right, open, measuring all the way to the top of the garment, just only to under the arm, as opposed to taking the calculation of the material above the arm, that would not be considered roif pesuach and would not be chayiv in tzitzis. Kiosla nikra basdal kanfus v'kar v'davar shem v'varach levatolav. A person make a brach on such a garment would be a brach levatolav. What about it's 50-50? So the lach is you tchayv and tzitzis, but you don't make a bracha on it. And a person cannot wear such a garment outside of an Erev on Shabbos. Now, that goes back to the case of the Ashkenazim also, that they had this garment which was a piece of material in the front and in back, and straps holding it in between. Also, the person really should not be allowed to wear that outside of an Erev on Shabbos. The opening where the sleeves, where the arms go through, is considered for our purposes as closed, and we calculate the from the top of the material, the top of the garments. And the majority of the bag, measuring from the top, has to be open. So now the Chayotim introduces a new issue. If a person has a garment which is not chayiv and tzitzis, he puts tzitzis in anyways. He's putting tzitzis in a garment which is not chayiv, and then he changes the garment to make the garment chayiv. He's not yotz to the mitzvah tzitzis. It's only the mitzvah is to put it into a garment which is chayiv. If you put it into a garment which is potter, and then you make the garment chayiv, it's too late. So that's which we have received. Gilim tasa l'cho shabshah shoisim tzitzis sarach liyos behechsher. That they have to be made, the time they make the tzitzis, they have to be in a way where the tzitzis are considered a valid tzitzis. Tasa, you should make it, well, let me also not if it's found made. So here we have the garment which later on became chayiv and tzitzis, and there's found in it a pair of tzitzis. But you did not make tzitzis in it, because from the moment it became chayiv, you didn't make the tzitzis, they were done earlier. So the moment you made the tzitzis, you weren't chayiv. Later on, when the chiyuv came, you have a mitzvah to put tzitzis in now, which you didn't do. Tasa, you must make them olam and osi in that which is found already made in there from beforehand. Kimishanasa b'pisul hamsulim tzarlatirim alitzim. You have to undo them, take them out, and set over again. Achashaposach abegad yitlu some shom abegad. So once you then open the begad to the appropriate size, that it's varechayiv and the mitzvah tzitzis, you would have to put the tzitzis in anew and make the tzitzis again. Have a good morning.